There have been many questions this week of just how that U.S. submarine could have hit the Japanese fishing boat. Did the sub crew not look hard enough before surfacing? Did they let too much time pass between taking a look above and emerging? There were calls years ago for submarines to use the more precise active sonar when surfacing in such waters, but we've learned this week that the Navy declined to follow that advice. On submarines, crews are trained to be quiet and not make undue noise, lest they be detected by the other side sub. In the days since the Greenville's collision, the Navy has been trying to keep the noise level down, too. But questions persist. For instance, whether having 16 civilians on board who had donated to a Navy memorial may have contributed to the accident. According to one account, when civilians are on board, the Navy likes to show off its more dramatic maneuvers that they might not have otherwise practiced at that time. While this was the first international incident on George W. Bush's watch, much of the attention this week, until yesterday at least, was still focused on Bill Clinton and his last-minute pardon for wealthy fugitive Mark Rich. Whatever the merits of Mark Rich's case, the fact remains that his ex-wife was a big donor to the Clinton Library and that she had asked the president for the pardon. Mr. Clinton said this week that her donation had nothing to do with the pardon. There is, though, great skepticism. Even in a political system so married to money or marred by it, this pardon stands out. Some of Bill Clinton's longtime supporters are having trouble defending it. It is puzzling. During his administration, Mr. Clinton kept his ears well-tuned to public sentiment. Polling and policy went hand in hand. Yet as he was leaving office 4 weeks ago, Bill Clinton seemed to turn off his active sonar and not gauge how bad that donation and the pardon would look. While it may turn out that carelessness was behind the accident on the submarine, the former president's actions are harder to explain, considering the number of life's lessons that he has been presented with over the past few years. Could it be that he was truly careless, that he just didn't care as he left office? A federal investigation may one day determine what went wrong with the submarine, and while there is an investigation underway on Capitol Hill about the pardon, we may never really know what made Bill Clinton turn a deaf ear.